I'm here to express our appreciation to the council for reconsidering the Strauss project and to tell you of our strong support for the project proceeding here in Franklin. Economic development is a competitive business. We've closed about 100 corporate attraction and expansion projects since we were founded in 2005. Collectively, those projects engage about 23,000 jobs here in the region and about $3 billion of capital investment. These 105 projects come from a wide variety of different industry verticals, a lot of different things that these companies are working on, but the one thing I can tell you they all have in common is the competitive landscape in which those decisions were made. There's a long list of communities, both throughout the United States as well as here in southeastern Wisconsin, that would be very happy to have Strauss in their community. They welcome the jobs and they welcome the tax benefits that the company generates. Franklin is beautifully positioned for economic development and success in the years to come. The city sits strategically within the I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and the Illinois state line, which is an area that I spend a lot of time. Companies like Amazon, Komatsu, Uline, Haribo, Nexus Pharmaceuticals, and scores of others have made billions of investment along the corridor in the last 5 years. Economic momentum in this corridor is stronger than anywhere else throughout the state of Wisconsin. Saying yes to a highly reputable company like Strauss sends a clear message that Franklin values corporate investment and is open for business. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Don Dorson. I live at 8593 Lake Point Drive here in Franklin. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. I've got a procedural question. You all know my opinion on this. I spoke at the last meeting, and I don't think I need to reiterate that. But the procedural question goes back to one of the first speakers tonight who asked, who put this on the council agenda as a reconsideration? And Mayor, you said that one of the four had put that on the agenda as a reconsideration. Typically, on a council agenda, they list who put the who brought forth the motion. And I know that there's two ways that this could get on the agenda. One is one of the four bringing a motion to reconsider, and one is the mayor, who controls the agenda, could have put it on there on speculation that one of the four will reconsider after tonight. So I think the people of Franklin have a right to know how this got on the agenda, and if it was one of the four, which one of the four reconsidered.
That answer will come when the agenda item happens.
So you're going to announce it when the agenda item comes before you go into closed session?
Well, it'll become apparent when a motion is made.
But that will happen most likely in closed session, will it not?
I would think so.
Then we'll never know. So I believe the people of the city of Franklin have the right to know.
Then I misunderstood your question.
Who made the motion to reconsider?
No. The question just now. I'm
the people of Franklin have the right to know who reconsidered. Who was it?
Don, I'm certain that a motion will be made prior to closed session, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so then you put it on the agenda as speculation. So what you said before, that somebody reconsidered, was not accurate.
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
You said before that somebody reconsidered.
I'm not going to play word games with you.
The tape will reflect it.
Everyone will know, I'm certain, when a motion is made.
So the motion has not been made before the meeting, and one of the four has not reconsidered to this point.
A reconsideration happens when the motion is made.
I think you've answered the question by not answering the question. Thank you, Mayor.
Yep.
Okay, go. Maggie Poplar, 11856 West Ryan Road. Again, I'm an employee of the City of Franklin, but tonight I'm here as a resident. As a resident living in the 6th District and 1,500 feet away from the proposed Strauss facility, I'm here to voice my objection to any consideration for approval of their special use and expansion. Our neighborhood clearly understood that Strauss is planning to build and operate a standalone administrative and packaging facility in the Ryan Meadows development. Overwhelming citizen resistance didn't surface until the plans arbitrarily mutated into a massive slaughterhouse. The city's website boasts about enhancing the quality of life for present and future generations by providing economic growth through the highest quality of residential, recreation, and business development in southeastern Wisconsin. A slaughterhouse doesn't come anywhere close to fulfilling the city's vision. Unfortunately, the Strauss scandal is being capitalized upon by businesses that have been mistreated by the city in the past. Residents truly want quality and wholesome businesses to thrive in Franklin. Furthermore, I am not afraid to voice my opinions and oppositions. I spoke at the last council meeting regarding Strauss and our dysfunctional Rhine Creek Interceptor sewer system. I was then called into the mayor's office and interrogated for what I said. I should have never been called into the mayor's office during my work shift for something that it was well within my rights to speak about. I'm a proud resident and I will not be intimidated. The entire Strauss situation reeks of special privileges, backdoor politics, bully tactics, and unsupervised, hastily made decisions and promises. Please deny the slaughterhouse expansion request. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Is there a way to make this go down?
Glenn, can you help her?
Oh, tilt it. Oh, smart. Okay. Could have thought of that, I guess. All right. Hello. Good evening. My name is Apollonia Cust. I reside at 10845 West St. Martin's Road. I'm speechless. I can't believe we're here again. I can't believe this is back on the agenda after all the people, with the majority of them being from the city of Franklin and nearby cities, not wanting this type of industry. And I don't know why this business has to be this one. We are not opposing growth, we're just opposing this one. There is other businesses, I'm sure, that would love to move into the area. Cleaner, friendlier, better planned, better organized, more willing to be transparent about what they're offering to their community. There was no notification, once again, about these meetings. They're very fast, all of a sudden, out of nowhere. The first meeting, I found out about it maybe a week and a half before. Now I found out about this one on Sunday, and that Strauss was on it. There is not enough transparency to your community. And we are sitting here again talking about it and asking you not to do this and asking you to listen to us. We're the ones here. We picked you. Pick us back. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Leon House, 8601 South Deerwood Lane. First off, I'd like to, who is John Nelson? Alderman of the 4th, 6th Ward?
Sixth
District, okay, where this Rosie Strauss building is being built. Is that correct?
Excuse me, sir, address me, please.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you.
What I'm here about is I was looking at the plans, and they said, the Strauss people said, that there would be 18 trucks up and down Loomis. You have paperwork on that?
20,
okay.
20 inbound, yes.
Strauss says there's 18 semi-trucks, and there's going to be 84 utility trucks. So Loomis is going to be quite busy. They also, on their plans, they have expansion plans. They're not here yet, but I'm warning you, they're going to build an expansion. That's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. My name is Trupti Bhatt. I'm at 8267 South Preserve Way, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. I'm here because I've heard a lot of residents come up last time, this time, and I think the most important thing is that this was voted no. There was a lot of residents who came in and said, hey, this is not the type of business we want. The reason it's changed is because there's an expansion. It's not the same business. You're not voting on the same business it used to be. That's very important to keep in mind. Franklin is not a no for businesses. We want businesses. We want respectable, reputable businesses. We want the residents to be acknowledged and heard. This is important to us. There's a lot of demographics that are changing in Franklin. And so I ask you, and I did send this out, and I wanted you to consider, we want open communication, transparency, which I feel is not happening. There's a lot of things happening that we find out later. something like this could have been in the newsletter. I don't think it was. We also don't, you know, the residents come here, they want to engage, and I think if you engage them, then you'll have us on your side. You know, you have to be ready to listen to the differences. You have to be listen. You have to listen to the oppositions. Why? And I don't know that by reconsidering, you're doing that. So that's one thing. And then finally, you know, we need to attract businesses. We need a stronger salesperson, whatever, to bring in the businesses that residents want. Survey the residents often to know what they're looking for. So I really urge you to listen to the residents. They're an important piece of it. And I felt last time when this was voted that you did consider the residents. By having this reconsideration, you know, we're still in the dark. Why is this happening? So I feel like that needs addressed. The residents haven't changed their opinions. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Ryan Ringwelski. I'm at 11838 West Ryan Road. So I, too, would like to know how many votes we're going to take on this issue. As many as it takes to get the answer we're looking for. Many of the followers on the Franklin forums think that if we're here opposing this, we are either vegan, against business, or not a resident of Franklin. Well, I'm not a vegan, I'm a business owner, and I live two blocks from the opposed site. How exactly do you think a resident who this directly impacts can vote yes to this? If it has the potential to lower house values, the potential to contaminate our wells, the potential to cause smells, yes, I understand we have two landfills and junkyards. Why not just add these to those smells? Real nice for the nearby residents. Mayor Olson, we already know you consider our side of Franklin the dump. It's no surprise you would choose this site. You mentioned you represent over 36,000 people. Well, all of us are here tonight that live around here and who it will directly affect. Clearly, your concerns don't involve us and favor shady, non-transparent deals. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Poplar.
Nicholas Poplar, 11856 West Ryan Road. I'm here because I firmly oppose the Strauss brand's expansion. The Strauss expansion will have an unacceptable effect on our community. It may diminish property values, but it will undermine the quality of life in our vicinity. To date, no employee nor any elected official will guarantee that the Strauss facility will not harm, irritate, or endanger adjacent properties, public health, or the welfare of citizens. Studies regarding such concerns, grossly disregarded. The proposed facility and developer are blatantly seeking special privileges. Special treatment that, oddly enough, seems to have been promised to them by the mayor, planning or engineering staff, and commissions. Bear Development, Copart, now Strauss Brands, contriving, once again, the smoke and mirrors bait-and-switch affair in TID number 6, an affair that some city staff and elected officials are enticed by, a mysterious, sketchy affair. Mayor, your actions are clearly indicative of a culpable man. You dismiss allegations of being a bully. Yet last week, you interrogated my wife, a city employee, in your office during her work hours for freely speaking about Strauss and our faulty sewer system at the last council meeting. Let me ask you, Steve, what was your objective? You bring Strauss and their attorney into my children's school, attempting to persuade them into reversing their objection towards the Strauss request. Again, what was your objective? ICC members, police and fire groups, numerous other civic organizations do regard you as a tyrant, throwing out verbal jabs, shaking your head when you don't get your way. Now here we are, round 3 of this disgraceful slaughterhouse scandal. Once again, you at the helm. Allow me to recap. The Strauss slaughterhouse expansion does not provide a desirable environment, nor does it contribute to public convenience, and it certainly doesn't contribute to the general welfare of our community and my neighborhood. Members of the Common Council, don't be bullied. Follow the very words on that banner. Highest quality residential, recreational, commercial. Seriously, a slaughterhouse adjacent to our new junkyard? This is Franklin. Highest quality? I don't think so. Has it seriously come to where SR Mills, Bear Development, Copart, and maybe Randy Strauss control TID number 6, our environment and the future of this city? There are far better businesses Franklin should be pursuing and encouraging to expand. Deny the Strauss Slaughterhouse expansion, and dog, it's conceivable Bear got where they were by cutting corners and greasing palms.
Thank you, Mr. Poplar. Anyone else? Mr. Merkt, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Manuel Merkt. Hang on. All right. My name is Manuel Merkt. I'm not a resident of Franklin, but I'm a business owner. And our business, Hermler USA, is in the business park for over 20 years. Myself, I've worked in the business park for over 10 years, and I've driven by the facility of Strauss every day, and I also have not smelled or seen anything that would disturb me. We just finished up an expansion project this July. It went over a year. We experienced some issues with permitting through the city of Franklin, and by the help of Mayor Olson, we were able to finish the project and got back on track. And I'm just here to support Strauss and their expansion, and I hope you vote in favor of Strauss Brands. Thank you.
Thank you, Manuel.
Candy Jardis, 10570 West St. Martin's Road. I can't believe I'm here again to talk about this again. People before me said it all once again, but I love that this man teed that up for me so nicely. This project is not the existing product. This project is not the existing Strauss plant. This is a much bigger plant in a residential neighborhood with room for expansion, and we don't want it here. It doesn't belong in Franklin. Franklin is a family community where people come to raise the families. They want family businesses, and the existing place is doing well. That's great. They can stay there. They can move elsewhere, but Franklin has said loud and clear, we don't want it here. I hope I don't have to come back again, but I will. I'll keep coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Jay, Carrie McGee, Gleba, Chaho, Chepdoan. I introduce myself in the language of my ancestors, the Porch Creek Indians. And I'm here representing Indian Community School at 10405 West St. Martin's Road, where I'm a member of the board of directors. And where also I am a parent of a kindergarten student at the school. It is located approximately 1 mile from the Strauss development. And I'd like to read to you from a letter prepared by our legal counsel. Dear Mayor Olson and members of the Common Council, we represent the Indian Community School and are writing to express our significant concerns and objections to the reconsideration by the Common Council of a special use permit for the construction and operation of a large-scale slaughterhouse by Strauss Brands. The Council considered and appropriately rejected the Strauss proposal on October 20th because Strauss failed to meet the standards for approval of a permit pursuant to the City of Franklin UDO 153.070. It has come to our attention the city may reconsider its denial of a permit at the meeting tonight. This letter continues by outlining 5 paragraphs of our concerns, the details of which were shared with this council on October 20th, and include in part impacts on the school's property value, safety hazards for its student staff, adverse impacts, and health, safety, morals, comfort, and general welfare. The letter continues that it is important to note that Franklin required the school to perform both a traffic study, which subsequently limited the directional flow of all bus traffic, and a natural resources protection plan before the rezoning could occur for it to relocate to Franklin. We would have thought that if an elementary school were required to obtain these types of study and plan, a proposed slaughterhouse certainly would have been required to obtain them. There remain significant gaps and omissions in the city's review of the proposal that continue to require the council to deny the requested permit. The proposal requires further study and analysis from experts and other independent voices. Until these issues are resolved, the school cannot support the Strauss proposal and respectfully requests that the council not reconsider its correct decision to deny a special use permit. As a result, because the record is clear that the proposal does not meet the standards required, the council reconsider, if the council reconsiders and approves a special use permit for the proposal, the school will unfortunately have to consider its available options. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Good evening.
Hi, Danielle Kenny, 12302 West Loomis Court, Franklin, Wisconsin. It's convenient for someone who hasn't shown up to any of these meetings to now show up and question mine and a former alderperson's integrity and knowledge with false facts and Facebook talking points. What I brought with me today are empirical studies and data. I emailed all the alder people studies, the studies that I found that talk about the property values and how they're impacted. Now, all of those studies were done in rural places because a facility like this doesn't exist where there's 2,000 homes within a 2-mile radius. That's what we have here. A property's desirability, as you know as a licensed real estate agent, is therefore its value and traced back to the market's perception. This is not a good perception. For the most part, empirical data indicates that animal operations do create detrimental conditions to neighborhoods. The reports indicate there's a decline of between 6% and 83% on how far one, depending on how far one is away from the facility. These studies were conducted, as I said, in rural towns. Based on my knowledge in the market in Franklin, the average sales price is around $320,000. Multiple studies show that homes within 2 miles of the animal operation decreased by about 10% to 20%, and as I said, goes up from there. Multiply that, that's a decrease in value of the average home by $64,000. Multiply that by roughly 1,800 Franklin homes in that radius, and the city can lose approximately $115 million in taxable value. Strauss is only taxed at 60% of its assessed value, which is only $42 million of assessed value. You're doing a disservice to our community by placing business above constituents' right to use and enjoy and transfer our property. And the lack of transparency during this proposal has caused a lot of discord in our community, as well as placing doubts in Franklin's voters' minds about the integrity of this leadership. Franklin deserves better. To quote the City of Cudahy 2020 Comprehensive Plan, a community's housing stock is its most significant long-term asset. Thereby, we must protect the value of our properties from the proposed Strauss expansion.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Good evening, James Day, 8672 South 51st Street. I'd like to start off by thanking the mayor and common council for hearing this matter again. I know emotions are running high, but I am a firm believer that reasonable people can reasonably disagree just by looking at the facts, try to put emotions at the door, and try to make a fair determination in terms of any project. One of the manners in which I try to evaluate is past behavior. Strauss has been in the community for quite some time. In terms of some of the worries that some of the people in the community have, a person can look at how Strauss has operated in the last 50 years to see if any of those could potentially be problems in the future in terms of environmental or smell or noise or property value. There are residential homes where close to where Strauss is right now. Strauss has been a good neighbor for us. So to think that they would be anything but that, I think would be wrong. The one potential issue that came up during the last meeting by Alderwoman Hanneman in terms of noise, I think that that would be a new dynamic, the industrial fans on top of the building, which they say is 85 decibels. I know that other projects in the area, there's been complaints about noise. I would think that that issue should be vetted out before the project's allowed to go forward if it is decided at some point that it is going to be allowed. But at least from my point of view, I think they've been a good neighbor. I think that we should give them the benefit of the doubt and we should allow the project to go forward. And thank you all very much for listening to everybody. And thank you.
Thank you very much. I thought he did. One second.